It's a tense time in California prisons right now. A hunger strike that started 2.5 weeks ago is ongoing, with more than 700 inmates in 10 state prisons still refusing to eat. The strikers are demanding reforms to their terms of incarceration, like indeterminate segregation and confinement practices in the SHU, or the Security Housing Unit. Supporters say more than 3,000 inmates statewide are currently stuck in units like these indefinitely. Many have been in the SHU for decades because there's no clear policy on how to get out. But state prison officials say they've put a pilot program in place that provides a clear path out based on the inmates' behavior and ability to demonstrate their independence from a gang.
Most of the people who are what they call validated as gang members are associates of gangs, not people who have engaged in any gang activity. And that's where the real tragedy comes.
Laura Magnani works with American Friends Service Committee. She represented the interests of inmates in a meeting with prison officials on Monday. She says most of the segregated prisoners are involved in gangs. But the problem is that California's Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation defines gang involvement too broadly. Also, inmates could be kept in long-term isolation for things including
having the wrong books, having the wrong symbols, having the wrong tattoos, talking to the wrong people.
As the hunger strike continues, officials say there are no plans to negotiate with prisoner advocates, nor the prisoners themselves. More than 30,000 inmates refused meals on the first day of the strike, which began on July 8th. There will be demonstrations in Oakland and Sacramento next Tuesday.